الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا عدوى ولا هام ولا صفر ولا طائرة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before we speak on our subject, just as a reminder for ourselves all, that Durood Sharif Salawat ala Nabi has got great, great merit by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In one Hadith Sharif it comes that a person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, which takes about 2 minutes only. So a person who reads 100 times, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atun min al-nar, Bara'atun min al-nifaq, that this person will be free of the fire of nifaq, hypocrisy, and the fire of Jahannam. Hypocrisy, which the definition of the definition of hypocrisy in the Hadith Sharif, is that when a person meets with one group of people, then he's like with them. He speaks in their favor, he's like with them. And when he meets with another group that is opposed to this group, then he speaks like them. In other words, a two-faced person. Here also he wants to be in good books, and here also he wants to be in good books. And this today, unfortunately, is a very common thing in the Ummah. When there always there have been these two groups, and the Quran Sharif clearly states that there are two groups, always those who are on the haq and those who are on the batil. And many people, what excuse we use for this is unity, that we want peace and we want unity. Peace and unity is not on batil, it is only on haq. We find that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, and that time there was only batil, idol worship, but parasti. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam alone at the beginning stood for the truth, for tawheed, oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And he worked on that, and slowly, slowly, with lot of mujahada and lot of sacrifices. We can't imagine the sacrifices the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had given, and of course Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself also. But in order to establish it, the kuffar of Makkah came to make what we will call a peace treaty, that one day we will worship your God, one day we will you worship our gods also. Or in the lighter form, don't speak bad about our gods. But the haq is haq. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was Nabi haq. So this is that we have to try and maintain always, to remain firm on the haq and not waver. There can't be unity on batil. Unity on batil is complete destruction. If all the crooks have to get together and unite, what a big problem there will be. If all the drug dealers, if they have to unite, we have unity, there will be such a big problem. All the wrongdoers. So unity is not on batil. Unity is only on haq, which, and that haq is according to Quran and Hadith. So anyway, a person who reads 100 times a day, Durood Sharif. And it takes about, if you read it nicely, about 2 minutes it takes. And every day has got about 1,440 minutes. And so 2 minutes, if you take out, you still have for yourself 1,338 minutes for all your other things. So there is enough time. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we read a Durood Sharif at least minimum 100 times a day. And then Allah Ta'ala writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nar. He'll be free from the fire of Jahannam. If we just have to think a little bit of the fire of Jahannam, which has come in the Quran Sharif, and Allah has described Jannat also in many places in the Quran Sharif, all the great pleasures and enjoyments of Jannat. And many places Allah Ta'ala has described the tortures and the azab of Jahannam also, which is very, very, very severe. So by reading 100 times Durood And in this present environment of ours, where people are so prone to mix with the non-Muslims, there are two main reasons which result in a person losing his iman. The one is the love of the wrong things, love of the wrong people. And the other is company of the wrong people, company of wrong things. So today, with the sports carrying on, and how people are going mad over the sports, and that is love for the sports of the way of the kuffar, which is very, very dangerous, very detrimental. Their way of dressing, we dress like them. Their way of education, is they've got their own way of education, and we submit to that. In fact, if we go and see generally throughout the world, unfortunately, just remind me of this point, I'll just digress a little bit. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi, Rahmatullah Ali, said that the people, the people of Batil, they want to make Makkah Sharif and Makkah Sharif like Paris and London. We have to make an effort that we make London and Paris, New York, we make it like Makkah Sharif. So today, this is the point that I wanted to say, that how much throughout the world, unfortunately, even in our sacred lands, the places have become more like the ways of the kuffar. The hotels which are there, the entertainment which is there, everything. Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, Rahmatullah Ali, great, great, great alim, has passed away quite a number of years ago. In his time, he wrote that Hajj has become merrymaking. It has become a place of enjoyment and fun. That was about 30, 40 years ago, he wrote. And today, what is the condition? Whether it is Arafat or any place, what condition it is. Of course, there are those people, and Allah make us among them, that we don't get overtaken by those things. We go for Hajj, and what we have to do, we do. And we don't get involved in all that. Whether it is in Makkah Sharif or in Medina Sharif, the hotels, everything, we don't get involved in the other thing, but what we have to end with, there are, mashallah. There are many people who just turn a blind eye to all the wrong things. So Allah Ta'ala give us the offer. So anyway, by the barakat of reading Durood Sharif 100 times, Allah will protect us from that. So Allah give us all tawfiq from nifaq. We end in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqeen will be in the lowest pits of the fire of Jahannam. And may Allah protect us all. The explanation of that has come that they will be in coffins of iron. And the coffins will have burned red hot already. Now to be lying there, yeah, the fire of this dunya, which is nothing, nothing, nothing compared to the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect us all. And ulama used to say previously that nifaq-e amali has become common. Nifaq-e etiqadi, that is as far as belief is concerned, that wasn't common. But as far as amal is concerned, we are genuinely Muslims in the heart, but our actions with who we mix, who we keep friendship with, what lifestyle we are leading, that was different. But today, it is of time that nifaq-e etiqadi, even our beliefs, with all this Darwin's theory of evolution, and with the Big Bang theory, and the person to pass his exam, he has to write what they want you to write in order to get the marks, etc. And this all slowly leads, in fact, in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala speaks in front of irtidad, that is to go against deen, to may become, Allah protect me, protect us all, for a murtad. And the main cause of that is love of the ways of the kuffar and company of their ways. So those are the two main things, Allah protect us. And by reading 100 times a day durood, Allah will protect us. And baratum min al-nar, freedom from the fire of Jahannam also. So that is also a very, very big thing. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we remain firm on the haq and read our Durood Sharif 100 times a day. And very easy, unfortunately, we find that students, they come to the masjid for namaz, but they come last minute. And usually, there are many students who are masbook, who have joined the jamaat late. That should not be the case. We should all, and if we do come early, for example, zuhr time, if by azan time we are in the masjid, we make our sunnahs. After that, then there will be ample time to read Quran Sharif, to read one tasbih of Durood Sharif. There is a lot of time. So it is just a matter of using our time correctly. Many, many people complain that a lot of our time gets wasted on the mobile phone, cell phone. Because a person, it draws you in. It takes you from one thing to another, another thing, and you just get drawn and you get interested in all these things. And the programs are made like that, according to the mizaj, the temperament of people, what they get attracted to, then you get pulled into there. And like a ground which is where a person, which draws a person in. If a person steps on that ground, it draws you in. And it draws you further and further all the time. So Allah Ta'ala protect us all. And one easy way that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has taught us is to read Durood Sharif 100 times. Then also, if a person who reads 40 namazes in the haram of Medina, then also he gets saved from nifaq and hypocrisy. That means 8 days. If a person makes all his 5 times namaz in the masjid, he gets protected. And like that, anywhere else in the world, any masjid, a person who makes for 40 days namaz with takbir-e-ula, he also gets a great, great honor that bara'atu minan nar, bara'atu minan nifaq. So we should try for that. Yeah, how many 40 days they are in the year in the madrasa? We can easily, if we just pay little attention, and we have to come for namaz, so just come a little earlier, be there for takbir-e-ula, and we can get all these virtues. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The hadith that I read today is the 25th of Muharram. In another 4 or 5 days will be the first of Safar. And Safar has been commonly referred to as Safarul Muzaffar, the month which gives you success. And the reason perhaps why ulama has attached that particular adjective, a sifat with Safar, is that many, many people, especially the among the juhala, the people who are ignorant of deen, they have attributed a lot of wrong things to the month of Safar. One thing commonly among them, that there is no khair, no goodness in the month of Safar. So they wouldn't want to do anything. They won't want to go on Safar. On Safar with a seen in the month of Safar with a sword. Because they feel it is an unlucky month. There is nothing like that, like unlucky. Unfortunately, and on the other side, there is nothing like lucky also. Many times you say, lucky I did this. Lucky I was there. Lucky does nothing. Allah is the doer of everything. Allah reward Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab, Muhammad Shafi Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. He said in a mu'min, Muslim's vocabulary, the word coincidence shouldn't be there. That is just coincidentally I was there. Or coincidentally I wasn't there. Or whatever else. Because everything we Allah give us tawfiq to understand happens only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And not no coincidence, no lucky. Lucky doesn't, lucky I did this, lucky I wasn't there. Lucky does nothing. Allah Ta'ala is the sole doer. So we should have that yaqeen. And all this whisperings of shaitan, wasawis, la udwa, the diseases going from one person to another, is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And whatever the Arabs, their common practice was among them in the ayyam jahiliyyah and amongst the people who were ignorant of deen, that when they want to do something, open a business venture, go on safar, etc., then they would have a bird to fly. If it flies in the right direction, then it is good that for them. And if it flies in the left direction, then it will be bad. But that is nothing like that. Today, unfortunately, though we have come in these times, when alhamdulillah Islamic knowledge in quite a few circles has become very, very common. Like for example, the amount of huffaz we have got now. Previously they weren't like that. The huffaz who read so beautifully and so correctly also. That also wasn't there before. Just on that point little bit, Maulana Ahmad Tamim, his brother is here in the madrasa. He is in America, and mashallah he works in quite a few other places also. He works amongst the Gaza refugees in Egypt also. So Ramadan Sharif he was here, and from here he went there to work amongst them. One day they had a Quran day, and in that all the refugees who were half of the Quran were reading Quran in one sitting. And he says that from Fajr till Zohar, three girls, 9 years old, had completed the Quran Sharif without a single mistake. Allahu Akbar. Now that is today. Before we shouldn't, it wasn't before in the old, but recent past, we have gone very far from deed. And then he says by Maghrib time, a 90-year-old man completed his Quran Sharif. So Quran Sharif, many places, it has become, mashallah, and here also, there are students who excel in the Quran and the door of the Quran. They know it very well. Just one, in one madrasa here in our country, a student was eager to complete, but the rule of the madrasa was, when you reach 29 suparas, you must be able to read the whole Quran Sharif with very minimal mistakes. He read his 29 suparas with about 52 mistakes. Now we might think 52 is a lot, which is a lot, but if you work it out, it's just about 2 mistakes in a supara, in one juz, only 2 mistakes. If a person who reads Quran like that will say he knows his Quran, but that also was too much. It had to be much less than that. So alhamdulillah, this environment of deen, then the amount of ulama, before in, you wouldn't find in every town an alim. You will find in a whole big area there was one alim. Today, alhamdulillah, in the world, there are still many places where there is a great shortage of ulama and huffaz. But many places there are plenty ulama in one town. So many ulama in one town. And so all this is alhamdulillah increasing. But together with that, in the circles of jahalat, there are a lot of ignorant things also that take place. Jamaat had come here some years ago, and they said in Pakistan, where mashallah Jamaat work is so strong, but in the rural areas, mountainous areas, far away from the city and that, one Jamaat happened to go there, and they asked the Amir of the Jamaat if they will not make the janaza namaz for somebody has passed away. So he said, okay, no problem. So when they brought the janaza, the person was still breathing. He wasn't dead still. So he said, how can we make janaza namaz on a living person? They said that, yeah, we got no one to make janaza. He is going to die in another day or two. And your jamaat will carry on and go away. There won't be anyone to make janaza namaz. So there's so much jahalat. In another place they explained, they went, also asked them to make janaza namaz. They said, all right. And then the one side, his left side arm was cut off, and there was blood on the kafan. He asked, what is this now? They said that when he hasn't got a left arm, then he won't be able to get his record of deeds in his left hand. It will have to be given in the right hand. Now all this jahalat, and throughout, yeah, also in our country, everywhere in the world, there are those sectors, mashallah, where people have gained knowledge and they understand deen. But there's a lot of jahalat also. Everywhere in the world, there's a lot of jahalat also. So, where we have to make shukr, but then the other side, the jahalat. So, with regard to superstition, till today also, how many of our good people, one place, one brother made bayan in the jamaat, and of course, bayan tawheed, oneness of Allah. But immediately after the bayan, he had an appointment with an amir. And the amils generally, not all, but there are those who just take you for a ride. And they tell you all funny, funny things that happened. So he was going there to the Amir. And worse than that, if it's a Muslim Amir, all right, if he's doing it correctly. But they're going to Sangomas, that is, amongst the local black people, there are those people who were this witchcraft. And they throw their bones, etc. And they do, and from there they see and they do treatment. All that is, there's no room for that. In Islam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam totally negated it. Our iman, yaqeen, must be fully on Allah Ta'ala. Nothing happens by lucky. Nothing happens by coincidence. Everything only and only happens by the will of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that if anything had happened, don't say, if I did this. Because if opens the door of shaitan, then all wrong thoughts start coming. It was meant to happen, and it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Whatever good is meant for you can never miss you. And whatever harm is meant for you cannot miss you. It will come. And Allah Ta'ala knows His system. And we have to submit to the will of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to have that. So like till today, we are driving on a road and a cat runs in front of the car or something. Then we feel that an accident is going to take place. Now what is the cat running across the road to do with an accident? Where did the cat get that power? That it will cause an accident or something. All these things are totally wrong. And there are many other things. If the cat is meowing at night, quite a bit more than normal, then many people feel sure that by the morning we will get the news that somebody has passed away. Now the cat's meowing, for whatever reason it's meowing. It may be giving birth to its kittens and it's going through some pain. So it's meowing, and that now we are associated with somebody who that's going to pass away. And many other things also, false superstitious ideas must be completely taken out. Our aqidah, our beliefs on deen, on the teachings of deen, our aqaid must be absolutely strong that everything happens only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Allah reward our jamaat brothers and the jamaat work from the elan. That our success is only in the commands of Allah and the Sunnah and the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The bayan starts on the first iman and yaqeen. And they only talk of iman and yaqeen. And then everything is just centered around. So if Allah give us all tawfiq to spend time in jamaat, and we speak about it, we hear about it, we make dua about it, inshallah, Allah will bless us with that iman and yaqeen. And that is the only thing that is going to help us in the akhirah. The very first question in the qabr, mar rabbuka, not man ilahuka, who was your ilah, who should you worship, mar rabbuka, who was nourishing and sustaining you, who saw to all your needs, it's only Allah Ta'ala. So that yaqeen must come. Not on anyone or anything else besides Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the fifth righteous Khalifa, when he was very ill towards the end of his life, the Hakim, the doctor, came and see him and he said, I'm afraid you have been poisoned and you won't live till tomorrow morning. So Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayhi, told him, even if I wasn't poisoned, you should be afraid that I won't live till tomorrow. It's not the poison that kills you, the will of Allah. If Allah's hukam come now for anyone to die, and one friend of ours, many years ago he has passed away, Allah give him jannat, he had some little heart problems, or he went for a checkup. So the doctor checked him up, everything is heart, you are perfect, nothing wrong with you. As he stepped out of the doctor's surgery, he fell down with a heart attack. The doctor just checked now and told him nothing, you have no heart, no problem. In one meeting of the cardiologists of the world, where they had a meeting, they elected one of the most senior cardiologists as the president of that meeting. And in that meeting, he died of a heart attack. Who's supposed to be now 100%, he's supposed, everything is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So our trust must come. So with the coming of the month of Safar, and at all times for a Muslim is not only the month of all the superstition, no matter what it is, about anything. We should have, and all communities have got different kinds of superstition. And especially the older people who haven't got deen in their lives and haven't got deen knowledge in their lives, they have got all this, and they got all the funny solutions for it also. What funny things you must do in order to eliminate, take out this year. One good friend of ours, he has passed away also. Allah grant Jannah to all our marhumin. When he explained to us, when he was getting married, he went to an amil. And the amil told that you have to kill, drive over a black fowl. Fowl whose feathers are black all, you must drive over there. They were living on a farm. And in the farm, the yards are big also. So, and they hear the fowl like that. Word. Now he's driving with his car to try and kill that fowl. The fowl wants to save its life. It's running this way, that way. And he's also going this way, that way, in order to kill it. So all the bala of your marriage must be taken out. So where does that fit in? There is no room for that whatsoever. All these things. And also, unfortunately, Allah protect us all. When a person in any matters, whether it is marital matters, financial matters, health matters, anything, when he becomes desperate, he does anything. He holds on to any straw. Allah make us that our yaqeen is on deen and our full trust is on deen, on the teachings of the Quran Sharif, which are so clear, and the teachings of Hadith Sharif. For that reason, here in the madrasa, while we are studying, let it not only be knowledge, but first and foremost, as far as amal is concerned, our iman and yaqeen must become strong. And after that, our amal must also become strong. And fortunate, very fortunate are those. And this is the time to do it when we are here. Especially here, while we are in the madrasa, we are studying, the kitabs are there, the asatiza are giving the dars, the ustads are here. When you leave the madrasa, you won't get an environment like this. That you are from your morning, from quarter to 8, 20 to 8, till Zohar time, from after Zohar till Asr, you have dars all the time of kitabs. You won't get that environment. Illa those who go into such an environment. This environment is only now. Afterwards, you won't get at night making mutala'a for whatever period of time. Once you are out in the outside world, you are not going to get this time that you can spend your time in mutala'a, etc. So how much we make good of this time, use it. And to, for our iman, for our knowledge, for our iman, for our amal, for our adherence to deen, commands of Allah, sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, shaitan puts that in a person, you are still young. Now the sports you must take interest in, all fashionable clothes you must be worried. And now also you have the worry, later on you want to have a smart car, smart house, smart holidays, all those things that we want all the time. But really it is that our eyes, Allah give us all tawfiq, must be on akhirat, on the eternal life of akhirat, to get saved from all the adab of Jahannam and to be entered into Jannat. May Allah bless us all with that and guide us to righteousness.